This is KUT. Buried inside Governor Greg Abbott's school safety plan is a directive to study a potential red flag gun law. These laws give courts the ability to remove guns from a person who is considered dangerous. Some lawmakers believe a law like this could have stopped the fatal shootings in Sutherland Springs and Parkland, Florida. KUT's Alon Stevens reports that Texas lawmakers will start discussing a potential law next week.
The idea behind a red flag law is simple: to give courts and law enforcement the ability to remove guns from individuals who are at risk of hurting themselves or others. Similar laws already exist in nearly a dozen states. About half of the laws were passed in the wake of the high school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Now, under a school safety proposal by Governor Greg Abbott, the House Criminal Jurisprudence Committee will hold a hearing next week to discuss how such a law could work in Texas. Representative Joe Moody, a Democrat from El Paso, heads up the committee. He and other lawmakers have proposed similar measures in the past with no luck. Now, in the aftermath of a school shooting, he says that Governor Abbott's plan may carry some momentum behind it.
Well, I think it says a lot that he's asked for legislature to look at it. That's certainly more of a conversation than we've had in the past. And the fact that he's placed it front and center along with other priorities, I think that gives it more weight, more credibility than it had prior to him doing that.
But such a proposal isn't cut and dry. When Rhode Island implemented its red flag law, the American Civil Liberties Union responded by saying that while the government has the right to create gun safety measures, the state needs to be careful not to overstep its bounds on individual liberties and due process.
One analogy other than tightrope is a balancing test.
That's Timothy Litton. He's a professor of law at Georgia State University.
And on the one hand, you want to balance the government's interest or the public interest, in this case, in safety, against, on the other side, what the deprivation of rights would cost the person whose liberty is being affected. And you want to also take into account the error rate or how accurate the procedures are.
Litton says there's also another consideration. Do red flag laws even work when it comes to stopping mass shootings? Well, that's hard to know due to federal bans on gun violence research.
So the answer is nobody knows the answer to that question. There's a lot of, you know, if you want to pass something, you're going to have to do something that is very experimental. There's going to be for lack of a better word, the legislature is going to be shooting in the dark. And the reason is because the federal government turned off the lights on this question.
While the law's effects on mass shootings are up in the air, there has been a recent study showing red flag laws have a significant impact on preventing suicide. Debate over all of these considerations and more will begin Monday in a state that is staunchly pro-Second Amendment. Alon Stevens, KUT News.